They pick three teams. They announced them earlier today, and we'll discuss that. Scott, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
I guess my first question, Scott, is I looked up and down the rosters, and, you know, they're split up fairly evenly. Like, did you guys put in names in the hat? How did you come up with who was on team black, team white, and team red?
You know what? We spent 2 days, first of all, getting down from where we were to our 66 players. And then once we got to the 66 to distribute those kids across three teams, we looked at a number of factors. And where they live is one of them, and the language they speak is another. And we want to intermix those kids as much as possible. But we also had to look at what type of players they are, how big they are, what type of skill they bring to the table. So we factored all those things in. And we took their ranking and tried to divide some of those things up. But as you can appreciate, you don't want all skilled power play defensemen on the same team and all defensive defensemen, big guys on another team. So we've tried to look at that and tried to build three, comparable teams with complementary players.
Yeah, it's an interesting process, Scott. Now, how much consultation was involved when you sat down and make your lists? I mean, I think you started with 100 or so players and knocked it down to 66. Then when you divide them, who made those calls?
Well, first of all, we started a lot higher than 108 when you look across the country starting last year, but we got to 108 in the summertime. Those kids, obviously, we knew fairly well. We also looked at other players. There is a player out of Ontario who wasn't at the summer camp, who was injured, who made this team. But at the end of the day, we have people that are assigned to us from the three Canadian Hockey Leagues, so in the West, in the Q, and the O. We also have each of the 13 branches have representatives who know these players through their experiences at under 16. And then our contacts and our own regional scouts. We employ four regional scouts across Canada, and we also have our head scout, Ryan Jankowski. And then our program lead is Joel Bouchard, who's a general manager and now a coach in Blainville, Quebec Major Junior League. So we use all of our resources, all of our knowledge, all of our evaluations from our coaches from the summer who coach these players, from our goalie coaches to our mental performance guys to our team coaches, and took all that information together, categorized the players, and then divided them up and put them onto teams.
Vice President of Hockey Operations at Hockey Canada, Scott Salmon, joins us. Scott, it's one you mentioned 2 days. You go over it. Obviously, the kids are pretty excited. What was the reason why you went away from five regional to three just national teams?
You know what? Quite simply, just to make sure we had our best players. So, when I look at the program of excellence and when I look at our national teams and success that we want to have at under 20, it's not about equal representation, and it's not about being the best in your region or your province. It's about being the best in Canada, and it's about getting those kids together earlier and more often and integrating them. So, when you grow up in Ontario, to be quite honest, from the time you're 12 or 13 or 14 years old, you probably know you're one of the best players, and you end up playing together with those guys, and that creates some good things, and that creates some challenges. And if you're a kid growing up in Quebec and you speak French all the time, that's great. And at a time, when the hockey language is spoken in English, there can be some challenges for you there too. So the sooner we can get those kids, integrate them, mix them with the other best kids in the country, get what I think is the best coaches in the country together to help support that process, I think the better you're going to be. I think it builds our base for our national teams earlier. And again, it gives those opportunities for those kids to be successful. And, again, to be quite honest, when you divide our country into five regions and you go play against the Americans full-time team and the Swedes team and the Russians, it's a heck of a challenge. And it's still a challenge with three national teams, but I like to think we're going to be a lot more competitive. I think we're going to send a stronger message to those international teams by the strength of our teams and by the results I think we're going to get here coming November in Sarnia.
Yeah, Scott, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, we all know how hockey mad this country is, but you boil it down quicker. It's not so much that you were too thin at five teams, although the simple math says you boil it down even further to get to three, but it's streamlining that process and identifying the very best quicker, isn't it?
It is, and you know what? It's not just a thought that we had. It's supported by some strong data. When you go back and we looked over 10 years and we looked at the follow-through. So the number of kids who came through our program, starting at 110 and ended up at the pinnacle of our program at under 20, the national junior team. And we really felt that that 66 was kind of a sweet spot. So it's a place where, you know, our best players are out of that 110 in the former program with five regional teams. Those 66 were there. But, you know, we had a lot of other players surrounding that. Now, we also looked at the players who came outside of that 110. And in some cases, those were kids from Ontario because they were limited to only 22 at that event. In some cases, they were kids from BC or Alberta in the old model where, you know, Team Pacific was divided 11 from BC and 11 from Alberta. So,
yeah,
you know, you potentially could be the second best goalie in Canada, but if you're also the second best goalie in Alberta, you don't get an opportunity to play in that tournament. So, you know, those are all things that you had to look at and had to understand and just get to the point where it's about being the best, you know, and it's about being one of the best in 66 in Canada. And numbers will play out. There's always room for a kid to, you know, to continue to develop that late bloomer and re-enter the program and be part of our team at under 18 or under 20.
Vice President of Hockey Operations at Hockey Canada, Scott Salmon, joins us. And it's interesting you mentioned that number 11. I know the Alberta 98s have talked to a lot of scouts. They say there's a lot of good players. I think I counted 12 or 13 that are in the 66. So one of the or two of those kids under the old format wouldn't have been able to make the team.
Yeah, potentially. You know, they did make some strides. The Hockey BC and Hockey Alberta got together and did look at, for the first time last year, a regional model where they just took what they felt was the best players in that region.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, it was 11 and 11, which is probably a good thing. But yeah, you know, when I look, the other thing that was interesting we did here in the last couple of days was we looked across the country and where the players are coming from. And 12 kids out of Alberta is a great number. It's a lot of number of players from one province. And when you go back and boil it down to the 98s that are actually registered across the country and how many of those kids are in Alberta, I think they've exceeded kind of what the expectation would be. So,
yeah,
it's a great number. I think it shows branches that are doing a really great job of developing players and some other ones who maybe need to look and tweak some things. But overall, I think it's a good model this year and certainly 98s. In Western Canada and Alberta in particular, very strong.
Scott Salmon joining us, Vice President of Hockey Ops at Hockey Canada. Scott, of course, a few people, as you mentioned, you know, this allows all the best players to play. Some people are like, well, now you're limiting, you know, 30-some kids who would have been on the collective five teams and that maybe we're putting some aside too early. I don't necessarily agree with that, but what do you say to that?
Well, you know what? Time will tell. I don't agree. Again, I think we've done the numbers. We've looked at the numbers. Is there those players that are going to develop later? Potentially, but there's an opportunity for them to come back in the program. You know, at the end of the day, I don't think we should apologize for taking the best players. There's some fantastic programs in this country led by Hockey Alberta and our other branches for all players. And there's an opportunity for players to continue to develop. But the national team's not for everybody. You know, it's like the NHL draft. It's like NHL teams. It's reserved for the best players. And if you've proven at this age to be the best player, I'm confident in our process that we found those guys. But at the same time, we're not, you know, naive enough to think there may not be a player that comes down the road. So I think 66 is a good number. I think it gives us an opportunity to evaluate and develop those players and also gives us a real good opportunity to win. And at the end of the day, you know, winning is important, whether it's under 17, under 18, or under 20.
Scott, at the under 17 level, I'm curious about this. The evolution of the development of players, has there been any, you talk about the numbers, has there been any significant swing that you've observed in what areas are producing the players, or are we still talking about the same areas for the most part over the last decade or so?
You know what, it's a good question, and the number is fairly standard, and it really does track to the number of players nationally that are, you know, from that area. So if you look at Ontario, there are about 42% of the players in the country, and that number is fairly consistent with the number of players that come to our national teams. And we use those numbers, and we kind of challenge our branches to say, boy, if you're, you know, if you've got 10% or 5% or 40% of registered players in the country at that age group, then it would make sense to me that you would have that with our national team. And in some cases, that's a challenge. And in some cases, branches have exceeded that. So, you know, I think the numbers are indicative of the participation numbers in general. And I wouldn't say, you know, hey, there's branches that are doing a great job. And for Alberta, have 12 out of the 66 shows that. And I mean, you just have to go and look at the programs and the development programs, the success of their under 16 programs, the success of their midget programs, their bantam programs, and you know, those numbers kind of show the truth. And that's a challenge for some people, and for others, they're doing a great job. So I think we all work together, and I think our technical directors across the country recognize that, and we're working together to continue to improve all the programs across Canada.
Scott Salmon joining us, talking U17. Now, it's in Sarnia this year, and the format, is it just two pools of four teams? How will it work?
It is, and it will, in essence, mirror kind of a national junior, world junior championship. So all teams will qualify for a quarterfinal. And starting last year at the under 20 level, there's no more byes. You have to play a quarterfinal. And then teams will advance, obviously, to a semi and to a gold medal game. So it really mirrors the challenge that our teams have. But at some points, I think it's good, too, because our mentality in Canada is always like, we got to win every game. And I think some European teams come in and they target the games they really need to win. And if you go back and look at our lack of success over the last 5 years at the under 20 level, we've been the best team in the world in the round robin. But the round robin doesn't really matter. You got to win that quarterfinal and the semifinal. So what I like about the format is it gives you an opportunity to get your feet under you. It gives you an opportunity to get seated within that preliminary round, and then you got to play a quarterfinal, and it's a win or go home. And then you got to play three in a row, three game sevens. And, you know, that's a mentality that, you know, we're not as used to in Canada, and that's where I think we got to get a little bit better at those elimination games. So I think the format, you know, really serves us well.
Scott, based on the age groups below the under-17s, in other words, the younger groups, how is the under-17s stacking up in terms of powerhouses upcoming? Is there any significant shift there?
You mean provincially? Those programs and where players are coming for or from or teams? Or
no, when you get to, by the time you get to the tournament, who do you expect to be strong?
I expect our teams to be strong. You know, I'll be real honest with you. Our goal is to finish 1-2-3, and we think we can do that. We think that just like any tournament, the Russians are a strong opponent. The Swedes are obviously strong, and the Americans and the Finns. But we like where we are now with the 66 and the base that we built in the summer. The Americans have a full-time team. The kids live together. They play together. Mm-hmm. They train together. So that's a challenge for us, but at the same time, we got them a little bit earlier. We get them in November instead of, kind of the end of December. So I think that helps us. And I honestly think that, you know, one of our three teams should definitely win the tournament. And I would love to see, you know, gold, silver, and bronze, all Canadian teams.
And lastly, I noticed on the website, when will you announce which coaches coach which team?
Very shortly. Okay. We just have worked that out with our coaches in the last day or two, and that'll be announced very quickly. You know, one of the parts of the process that we did do was, and that's a challenge, you know, ensuring that our coaches have some, you know, comfortable level with the players. So they were all at the under 17 summer camp. They oversaw two camp teams. So we've worked a process where some of those players that they're familiar with will end up being on their team. And we've tried to look at a number of around 8 players that they're comfortable with just as a starting point. And so we've just worked through that process, and that'll be announced very shortly.
Scott, I really appreciate the rundown. Good luck in Sarnia. When's the tournament start?
Starts on the 2nd and ends with the gold medal game on the 8th of November.
Perfect. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.